remember what I said earlier, that it's unbelievable what a human being can accomplish. It's absolutely remarkable what you can achieve. What's often disappointing to ourselves and those around us is what we will achieve. And what we've been talking about in this first hour is what we choose and what we have the power to accomplish, what we have the power to create, literally anything that we want to. We used food as the example because, in the opinion of the task force, with the way the gates are closing and things are moving so fast, food is the first thing that people have to address aggressively. Get those goals written. And if you don't understand what we said on this, call us. We'll help you. We'll tell you how it works. We'll give you all the information you need here at the task force. That's 800-409-5633. The main thing that we're dealing with here is trying to help you understand exactly what it takes. So, very simply, remember this. If it is to be, it's up to me. And freedom is never, ever free. Anyway, having said that, a couple other points that I'd like to make. Many of you have been calling, wondering about, many of you have been calling, wondering about some of the things we've said about families that are in good shape financially, on the debt-free strategies that also come through the Fearless Task Force here. Those of you got to remember, it's not people that are down and out on their last leg that have been, you know, that are already in collections and having wars. Yes, they can be helped too. But the people, those of you out there that are doing extremely well, that have your mortgages at a fairly low rate, that are able to pay your credit cards, that are making your car payments, and you're not in trouble, you're the ones that are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars just because you don't have available to you the understanding that the task force here has put together. They know some things that you don't know. They can do some things that you can't do. And the beautiful thing is, if you get in touch with them and submit some data sheets, in other words, tell them exactly where you are and what you've got and where you're going with it, without any cost at all out of pocket, they will write you a strategy that you will be absolutely amazed at. You literally will be able to turn your debt structure, in other words, the fact that you've used your credit to get the things that you want and need, they will be able to turn that into the most phenomenal savings account and investment strategy that you could possibly imagine. You have no way of guessing how these programs come back. I've seen a lot of them go across my desk because I've helped with the task force work here at the office. One after another, if you owe just a little bit or if you owe a whole lot, the savings is unbelievable. The length of time that they can cut things back to in terms of your total payment schedule is phenomenal, and the amount of money that you can accumulate just by doing what you've already done, budgeting for these various items that you've used your credit for, is just absolutely remarkable. So, basically, that's where we are with the debt-free thing. Call in at 800-409-5633. The task force will help you. If you've heard any of the announcements on mortgages, on credit cards, and all this kind of stuff, the vast majority of the debt elimination organizations out there will put you in more trouble than you're in right now. Your credit will be hampered or whatever. The debt-free strategies are strategies that you use, and you end up in a situation where no matter what your credit rating is right now, it will be better when you get done. So anyway, I think that's about wrapping us up for this hour. We'll be back for the second hour of the Fearless Radio in just a minute. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never free.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Welcome back, folks. This is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio on the second hour of our February 11th Sunday afternoon meeting together with you, the veritable Fearless Task Force Classroom of the Air. I believe that we have Jim Bob Phillips up here. Jim, are you there?
I am.
Wonderful. Glad to have you aboard.
Good to be here.
How were your meetings this morning? Did you learn a lot?
Oh, yes. Keep working at it.
Well, you know, on the first hour, covered a very interesting thing. I had some thoughts. I was setting some goals of my own, and I picked up. You remember Zig Ziglar?
Oh yes.
Okay, he's been around for about 150 years.
Right.
From Yazoo, Mississippi, and I picked up a CD just last night. My little boy and I went down to one of the bookstores, and he likes to get Far Side and some of those goofy things, and for our intellectual development, I'm sure. And I happened to see a CD by Zig Ziglar, and I've always loved the guy. He's just really great. I saw one of the, when I was first starting out in sales back 100 years ago, I went to one of his seminars. He was with the PMA rallies, and I was just very impressed with him. He speaks at the level. level that even I can understand. And this particular CD was reviewing the stuff that we all know about goals, and I started rewriting mine. But this morning, I was sitting there in church, and it occurred to me why a lot of times people that teach about writing goals have problems. They have problems in getting the concept across. They say, write your goals and visualize them night and morning and all this kind of stuff, and that's all correct. But the people that are writing the goals have a basic problem, and that's the fact that they're all coming from a standpoint of being victims. They're taught to be victims in school. You know, if you do not do what you are told to, if you don't fit this mold, then there will be consequences. You will be a victim of your bad behavior. And so our whole life, our parents, our teachers, our government, the church, everybody shoulds on us all over the place. And to keep from having them should on us so much, we start practicing shoulding on ourselves. We try and get to it before they get to us. We think of what we should do to stay out of trouble. And so it's like the whole universe is ganging up on us and we're victims. And when people start setting goals, you've seen this before. And you've dealt with it yourself, I know, just as sure as I'm sitting here, because I've struggled with it all the time. When I write down a goal, the first thing I have a tendency to do is I have a tendency to say, yes, but... Mm-hmm. I can't see where the money's coming from. I can't see this. I can't see that. And I know that you've had an experience here just in the last little bit, and I'm going to call on you to mention that as soon as I get done. But I want to reiterate the concept so that you're up to speed on what I was talking about. And so the conclusion is that people should on themselves all the time. They let other people should on them, and they take guilt from other people shooting on them, whether it's their husband or their wife or their parents or their kids or their boss, whatever it is. Everybody is shooting on you constantly to the point where you shoot on yourself, and that's why people have such really questionable self-images, because there's always something that they should have done more. There's always something that they should have accomplished better. And then the other thing is when they write down their goals, the first thing they say is, but I don't have the money, but I don't have the time, but I can't see how this is going to be accomplished. And so very simply, the conclusion that we drew in the last hour was that victims have big butts. it's always got to get down to the lowest level, the lowest common denominator with me, doesn't it, Jim?
That's right, it does, but that's okay, it works.
And so victims should on themselves, and they have big butts, because when they write down a goal, I have 3 years supply of food for my 4 adult family, the first thing they do is they say, but I don't have the money, but I don't know how I'm going to get the money, but I don't know where I'm going to put it, but I don't know whether it's going to happen or not, but this, but this, but that. And so victims have big butts, and they should on themselves.
That's right.
Now, folks, Jim Phillips, as you know, developed this cold weather clothing. Absolutely ingenious man. I've never met anybody that had the astute capability of analyzing and understanding survival concepts like Jim Phillips does. But the fact is that he has struggled for a lot of years with this concept and needing to get it out to you folks. And just recently, circumstances came about where people came to him and have provided the funding and the means by which very shortly you folks will have access to this clothing and some of the other emergency things that we talk about here on Fearless Radio that Jim and his team is putting together. And Jim, in relation to the concept that I've been teaching the people and asking them to use this last week, I want to make one more point before I have you go into how that all came about. The other thing that I mentioned was that because because they have big butts and they should on themselves, the way, the key to being able to set goals and actually have them acceptable is to pick out somebody that you love and you care about, and you write the goal as though it was for them. If you really care about your kids and you're writing a food storage supply goal, then you write that goal as if you were teaching them exactly what they should do. You wouldn't have a debate as to whether you put in a 1 year or 2 year supply based on your finances. You would tell them they must have a 3 year supply or a 5 year supply, whatever you choose. And you wouldn't be debating how to tell them to do it. You would just say, this is what you've got to have. And then once you have written the goal and written the goal in detail, what you need to avoid, you get up on eFoods Direct and you find out what the warnings things are about, and you tell them what to avoid. Don't put any flour-based stuff in. Don't buy from somebody that cans wheat. Don't buy from somebody that cans sugar or cans salt and all this kind of stuff. You tell them exactly what they need to know, and then after you've written that goal for them, you put your name at the front of it, and you have eliminated all of your buts and shoulds, and then all you do is just employ the mechanism, repeat it 2 times a day, as soon as you get up in the morning, before you go to bed at night, and if you establish a goal, not knowing how to get there, it will come, won't it, Jim? And tell us the story of what happened on the funding on the clothing and the other projects that you're working on.
Well, the concept is this: God cannot steer a parked car, and He honors commitment. And it doesn't mean that things are easy or faster overnight necessarily. They should be better. If we knew how, if I do better, I would, get some things done better. But what's happened for us, and I shouldn't use the word but, should I, after that?
Victims have big butts.
I'll have to avoid that word. However, it's focusing on the commitment of where it is that you're going and what must be done. And if you know inside of you, at the core level, at the heart of hearts, whatever you want to call it, that the thing that you're out to do is right for the right reasons, then the commitment will, in fact, bear fruit. And that's part of what's happened here, not because I'm a smart guy or a good guy or anything. Maybe I'm committed, if nothing else. And we have had some people start to step forward that simply have said, we've seen what you're doing. A couple of these were past students that have said, we've been to your classes, we've built some of this stuff on our own, we believe that it needs to be out there, we want to help move it ahead. And this happened last fall. One of them came to me and said, I have X numbers of thousands of dollars I'd like to let you have. And my first attitude was, now see, I have a bad attitude, but I was looking at where I was and all the things we were struggling with, and I said, that's very kind, but I can't take it because I don't have a way to use it properly, because if somebody's going to give it to me, it has to bear fruit. And so I said, I'll get back with you if we can figure out how to do this, because I didn't know what to do at that point exactly. I just knew that we were moving ahead. I was doing everything that I could do. Some more events came into my life, and a guy showed up on my front door, literally. He had just moved to this area where we are 2 months beforehand, had been kind of watching me and had been aware of me through other people, and came over to pick up a pattern or something. I got to talking to my wife. I wasn't here. He just asked her questions. She tells him what's going on. He says, I think I can help you. And out of that has developed both the business strategies and the planning and the things that I didn't have. You see, there's a lot of things I know really well, and there's even more things I'm clueless about. And he filled in those gaps. He showed up because we were working towards that end. After he showed up, it turned out that there had been another individual that had actually already written a check, had given it to somebody else to give me, but had been delayed for 2 months.
Fascinating.
That one in a minute.
Well, folks, we'll get back to that story and the application of the concept of setting objectives and goals after this break. See you in just a minute.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Okay, folks, back with Fearless Radio. This is Steve Shank. Jim Phillips and I are on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And Jim was in the process of discussing goals and objectives like we were the first hour. Continue that story there, Jim.
Well, the miracle in this is that a couple of months before my associates showed up on the front steps to help us organize things, another individual had written a check, a substantial one for me. It's not huge, but several thousands of dollars is more than I had given it to somebody else to get it to me, and it got delayed coming here. As a matter of fact, it didn't show up until after these other events, and we got ourselves organized so we could properly receive it, and then those things came together. And that was the nucleus that allowed us to move forward to do more than I had been able to accomplish in the previous several years of working like crazy. We've been able to do even more. Now, it didn't make things easy. I mean, we're working our behindies off here to get things done, and the budgets are really, really slim, and we're having to figure out how to do things with what we have. But every time we have needed something, it has showed up, is the bottom line. There's some contracts that are being written right now that will help us tremendously get these things to people. And it's just happened from people that I had known years ago and I have had no contact with for years, but they've kind of known that I've been out here. And they showed up about 4 or 5 weeks ago and said, we need to talk. And so we did, and things are developing there. And the message is this, and what you were saying and what is so important to people is do not let your brain get in the way of getting done what needs to be done. If it's in your heart, if you know that it's right, if you feel that inspiration and guidance or tug or whatever it is down in the core of you, move forward in faith, but move. Do everything that you can do, and then when you run out of the things that you can do, you'll be surprised how little things start to open up if you will keep your vision open, your attitude open to receive them. Sometimes these little miracles come in ways that if you're not receptive, you'll walk right by it.
And the objective has to be unwavering.
Yes.
You know, the objective has to be written down, and the best way to have an unquestionable objective from what we were talking about in the first hour, Jim, is to write that objective as though you were teaching someone you really cared about that objective. If you were telling them, this is what you need to do, this is how long, how much, how big, how strong. If you were wishing them the best, and then all you do, you have been able to, by doing it for someone else, you have literally taken advantage of the natural human concept of where people say, don't do as I do as I say. If you were telling that favorite person to stop smoking and you were a smoker, you could give them all of the reasons why not, and even if you weren't doing it, you could give them the best argument and you could set the best goal for them because it doesn't affect you. You don't get your butts in the way. Now, you folks, you got to realize Jim is a lot more refined than I am. He said you got to get your brain out of the way. What I keep talking about is we as victims got to keep getting our butts out of the way. But we can't do this, but we can't do that, but this won't happen, but I don't know how to reach this goal. And the message that people miss is what you just mentioned, Jim, and that is you do everything you know to do, always keeping the objective in mind, never creating for yourself that which you don't want. In other words, it not happening for you, but keeping the objective in mind. And the concept, another concept of faith that I mentioned in the earlier hour was you walk to the edge of the light, and then faith is taking a step, one step into the darkness. And as you do that, when you take that step into the darkness, the light precedes the step. And
yes,
that's the way goals work, and that's the way faith works.
It does. I read a book years ago. It's called Hung by the Tongue. And the cover of it has this guy that's underneath a tree, and his tongue comes out of his mouth, wraps up over the branch, and comes right around and around his neck, and he's hanging there by his tongue. And the things that we speak, now, by the way, when we say speak, I don't just mean that you say the words. It's the self-talk inside of you that is your internal tongue. It will block you every time. Learn to shut up. The things that you say, if it is negative, if it is not moving you towards your goal, towards the objective, if it's not helping you get there, shut up. Do not say it. Don't think it. Now, by the way, I have those things run in my head every now and then, and it's not like I'm perfect at it, but I recognize them now, and I have to stand up and look at myself inside and say, shut up, and then replace it with something that's positive. Usually the way I can turn it around is simply say, okay, I heard that, but I intend. And say it with some feeling and force. You say, I intend to do this, irregardless of what you say.
And that would be a good time to reread those goals.
Yes. And I teach myself, I have to teach myself again and again, to come back on course, because we've learned to get off course just by the natural man.
That's absolutely right. And, folks, we hear the music, and that means we'll be back after these announcements.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Jim Phillips and I, representing the Fearless Task Force here, are having a discussion about goals and objectives and things. But before we go on in that discussion, I need to clarify some contact information for you folks. For emergency preparedness type of stuff, everything in terms of education and training the cold weather clothing, the philosophy, the understanding, the list of everything that you need to get put together that's well planned out, so you don't just by lack of understanding of what's happening out there or lack of experience miss something that's going to be crucial for your preparedness in terms of an emergency. Jim, would you give them your contact information through your team?
Yes, website is www.preparemyfamily.com. That's preparemyfamily.com. And my email is jimphillips@preparemyfamily.com. That'll bring you right to us directly. You can reach and leave a message for us or pick up if we're giving away the DVD, you just have to pay for the cost of getting it to you, which is $550. You can call 888-U-GET-SET. That's 888, the letter U, get set, or 888-843-8737, and leave your information there.
Very good. And as far as food supplies, both for warnings and cautions from the task force and for planning information, inventory sheets, and everything that you need to figure out what to put in, costing, the whole nine yards, which can be done in probably about 15 minutes on the telephone, call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, when you go up on eFoods Direct, you will have the most credible evaluation of what you should put in and guidelines for your plans and what you need to avoid with regard to some of the retail operations that are really taking advantage of people out there. And the other thing you'll find, many of you call back and you say, well, hey, you don't put any prices up on your units. We'll tell you why. It's to protect you from being taken advantage of. The basic units that are up there, a unit is a one-year supply for one adult. The unit that is published by the task force under J. Michael Stevens Group is the one that everyone copies that's going to go into the retail business. But what they do is after they copy it, they take out the stuff that is fairly expensive and put in some really, really cheap filler items like flour-based items, pancake mix, and that type of thing. And if we put the pricing up there, those of you who aren't aware of what's going on would be caught in what we call a price trap. They would come in, copy the unit, put in a bunch of fillers, and then put in a pricing that would probably be a couple hundred dollars less per person than what the co-op would publish. And those of you who unsuspectingly would be looking at what you think is a year's supply that they're presenting and comparing it to a year's supply that we have, maybe the same number of cans, similar items, but the price, since you don't know what you're dealing with, would cause you to buy some things that you would waste a great deal of your money on and not be prepared. You got to realize, guys, this is not like anything else that you buy. You are dealing with food for storage with a situation where no supply at all is safer than a bad supply, because at least if you don't have any supply at all, you know what you've got. But if you assume that you have a good supply just because somebody said so, and it doesn't turn out to be something you can live on or stay healthy on, you literally are in a life-threatening situation. And that's why the task force here, I particularly, and Jim, when he talks about the subject, we all have a real vendetta against organizations that are selling you preparedness concepts, selling you food, selling you on the idea of debt elimination that causes you more problems than what you've got right now. So call us on the food. Even if you end up not ordering through the task force, at least check things out to make sure that you're not being ripped off. As far as the debt, the debt strategies. Everybody and his brother's cousin's dog is jumping onto the debt thing because a lot of you are in trouble, but those that aren't in trouble are paying huge amounts of interest. The debt elimination programs aren't talking to those of you that are paying the huge interest and not having trouble with your payments. They're talking to all the folks that are having trouble. But what we're doing through the task force is a system that is completely different than anything else you have available out there. What it is debt-free strategies. Doesn't cost you a thing. No upfront fees and all this kind of goofiness that you're going to get hit with the debt eliminators. But what this is if you're doing well, please get in touch with them. If you're having a struggle, please get in touch with them, because either way, you'll be absolutely amazed. If you turn in what they call the data sheets that tell your situation, you submit these, doesn't cost you a single thing. They come back in a few days with a strategy that literally will take the fact that you have used your credit, many of you very wisely, to establish literally a financial dynasty for yourself. You can, by just taking the budgeted amounts that you've taken, you can be paid off on everything very, very quickly, much more quickly than you can imagine, and at the same time, you will have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars in interest, and nothing costs you. These guys aren't there sitting there to rip you off for what they save you. They literally don't take any out-of-pocket cost, and as a result, you have a strategy as a result of the use of your credit, whether you've been wise or foolish in your own opinion. That use of your credit will enable you to literally stabilize your whole financial future. It's just absolutely remarkable, these things that come in. But call 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or mydebtfreepath.com to look at the website. Anyway, back to the subject that we were talking about, Jim. Having said all of that, one of the things that I'm concerned about with people getting caught up in some of these programs where they are just profiteering from people needing to get prepared just drives me absolutely nuts. You're experiencing it with yours. You have more and better information than any source out there, and it's cheaper than anything that's being put out. At the same time, we need to protect people from all of the goofy stuff that is being proffered. That people are taking advantage of the profit opportunity to get people prepared. It just drives me nuts. But anyway, go ahead with what you were talking about on the goal setting. Folks, one of the things that Jim just mentioned earlier and was getting to that I want to turn him loose on again here very quickly is the fact that he knew some things to do, but he didn't know everything to do, and the things that we're ignorant of that it's going to take to accomplish those goals, don't worry about them. They'll be taken care of. What you do is you establish the goal, objective, and once you establish the objective, you have an eye single to that objective, and you can have a whole bunch of them, but with each area of your life that you have a goal, your eye is single to it. You see it as having been accomplished. You do everything that you know of to start. And, Jim, I think the statements you made that God can't steer a parked car, you've got to start. It doesn't. You know, I've trained some sales organizations, and a lot of times if they're out there knocking on doors or contacting people cold or whatever they have to do, the new guys will say, well, where do we start? You know, we run out of family and friends, and we tell them not to contact family and friends to begin with anyway, but where do we start? The best thing I ever heard was I was in a lecture by Jim Rohn one time, and he said, if you want to know where to start, what you do is you step outside your door in the morning, and you throw a rock. And wherever the rock lands, that's where you start. Just start. That's what you got to do. Finish the unknowns factor on that story, Jim. I think it'll be useful to a lot of our listeners.
Well, the thing is, and what you're saying, that the things that are missing that you don't have, that you don't know about, if you are committed, if you're on the right, if all these things are coming and you feel them and you know them, you've set the right goal on those things, the things that are missing will come to you. They'll present themselves to you. The opportunities will be there. Listen for those little hunches in the back of your head, if you will, the spirit that's whispering to you and that says, turn right, turn left, stop, go, whatever it is. When you hear those quiet little whisperings that are in there, those little hunches that says, pick this up, look at this, read this, talk to that guy in line over there, you know, some stranger, you don't even know who they are, just go over and say, hi, my name's Bob, what's your name? You might be amazed that this is exactly what you're looking for. The answers will present themselves if you're open to receive them and if you're doing everything that you possibly can do. That has been the history that many people have written about, is it's the power of your intention, it's the focus of your commitment, it's the faith that you have, it's the things that you read in the scriptures, it's all of those things. They are true, they are factual, but you've got to apply them, not just sit back and say, well, when this happens, I'll begin, or when this happens, I'll do something else. You do everything you possibly can do, and then perhaps a little bit more, all the time seeking for the answers to the things that you don't know. They will come. I promise they will come. And in some cases, what comes to you doesn't look like it's the end. I mean, this one lady that says, I want to give you this amount of money. I mean, it wasn't enough to do the job. It wasn't even close to enough to do the job. But it was a beginning. I knew that I couldn't take it the way she presented it to me because, in fact, what I wanted to say was, well, I'll tell you what, write the check, tear it up, and flush it down the toilet, because that's what's going to happen to it if you just hand it to me now. That's why I said I'm not ready.
Well, what was that attitude all about?
Well, it was about being honest, because I knew if I took it at that point in time that it would end up being a debt to me, and I didn't want that. And I said, I'm not ready. I'll be back.
Yeah.
And that's when these things started to open up. So you don't do things that are foolish or stupid or wrong, but you do them wisely. And I was able to go back. It was about a month and a half later, and I just called her up, and I said, you remember that offer you made? Does it still stand? And she said, yeah. Okay, I'll be over. And then I was able to do it very appropriately because our plan was in place, and I knew that I could honor that which she was giving me, because it's not a gift. This other one was going to be a gift. I mean, the guy wrote the check and says, give it to him, and he'll use it. Well, it got delayed for 2 months, so that we could get our ducks in a row, so that we could actually take and use it properly. In accord with the objective and use it rightly. I'll say use it righteously, and it had to be delayed. I didn't even know it was there until the time was right, yet he had written it 2 months earlier, gave it to somebody to get to me. You don't even know where these answers come from. You don't even know that they're on the way sometimes. And if I had not followed through on what I was doing, perhaps that money would have never presented itself to me, even though he had written it. So,
well, and the other thing that's always been fascinating to me, you know, we think that we're so smart, we think that we can plan, and we think we know how things should go together. But in every circumstance where I've seen this principle at work, where we have an objective, right now we're just absolutely slammed with people calling in and getting their data sheets in on the debt-free strategies. Oddly enough, very prosperous people are calling in and having us figure strategies, and they're absolutely amazed at what they're able to come back with. But we're slammed with just the organization of having everybody's stuff going through and tracking where it is and getting it to where it needs to be. And one of the things that we're setting as a goal, as soon as we get off the radio here, is the ability to organize. But what happens is that it's never exactly the way you would have done it.
Absolutely. That's correct.
It never comes. This guy that wrote the check 2 months before you knew about it, you would not have been able to think of that. So when folks sit down after writing a goal and sit there and trying to think, they're doing exactly what you told them not to do, get their brain in the way, and as soon as they start thinking long enough, they'll get their butt in the way too, because they'll say, but I can't see it.
Right.
That's right. You're not supposed to see how it's going to work. That's what a creator is. You know, at the beginning of this, at the beginning of the scriptures, you know, it talks about God speaking. He spoke the word, and the creation came forth. You talk about speaking, he saw the picture, he set the goal, and he didn't say, okay, and after, you know, I want the world to come forth, and I want this mountain over there, and I want this tree here, and I want this lake and this ocean exactly here, and do that. It just, he spoke, and it was. And after this break, we're going to wrap things up on goal setting, and this is going to be one, folks, that you may want to get the recording of.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Fearless Radio. We're back for the last segment with Jim Phillips of this Sunday afternoon's program. The bottom line is that I guess the best statement that I know of, Jim, that works for me more than anything else, is if we concentrate on the why, the how will take care of itself.
Yes.
And it never comes up. As you look at the experiences, and every one of you folks out there have had some of these experiences where all of a sudden you really wanted to accomplish something and somehow things just happened right, and you say, wow, man, that was good luck. It wasn't luck at all. It was drawing to yourself that which you had created. But if you look at those experiences, I will guarantee you that in every case, it never was quite the way that you would have written the book if you had sat down and logically planned it out. The universe doesn't work that way. God doesn't work that way, because there's a better way than trusting in the arm of man.
That's right. You know, Here's a statement that I make, and I'm not the only one that makes this. I've learned this from other people, is in your life you have exactly what you want. Exactly what you want. And, of course, I go like, the heck I do? This isn't what I was thinking of. But the point is, what you've said, is we're creating these things in our lives and we're drawing them to us. We are the byproduct of what we have thought about, talked about, the people we've hung around with, and all the things that we've done. We've come to the point where we are because of what we've done. Take responsibility for it. If you don't like the way things are, and or if you want to, since we talk about preparedness, you want to get fully prepared, then you're going to have to think differently, do differently, act some of these things differently so that you now create a different end result. We are allowed to create these things in our life. It's one of the gifts of heaven that was given to us. We have to do our part. So it's learning that process and being a part of the process, allowing those things to happen. When I say allow them, I don't just mean kind of sit back and say, well, in fact, some people say, well, I'll believe it when I see it. Wayne Dyer wrote years ago, he's a great author and a great speaker, he wrote years ago, he says, you'll see it when you believe it.
That's right.
And that's the way it is. When you believe it, it will come to pass. It will manifest itself in your life when you believe it. We're talking about your family. We're talking about your household, doing the things that will help sustain them and take care of them no matter what may come. That's pretty darned important. And it's something that you can focus on, you can believe in, and you can want to do. And so make that the commitment. The how will present itself. If you're committed to the why you're doing it and committed to the process of doing it, no matter what.
That's true. And your earlier statement when we just came back from this break, that you have in your life exactly what you want, where I used to hang up on that was I'd say, just like you said, no, this is not what I want. The bottom line is a lot of our lives are lived at the subconscious level. And if you have something that you don't want in your life, I'd modify that statement that we both have made to you have in your life exactly what you deep down really have chosen.
Yes.
And that is a magnificent thought. After you get done resisting it and fighting against it and denying it and saying, But the fact is, it's true, but what that tells you is I can now choose to not have what I don't want.
That's right.
I can choose to have what I do want, what I really want, and the way to do a checkup from the neck up, like Zig Ziglar says, is what have I got in my life? This tells me what I really want. And now I know what I've got to change and how to do it.
Right.
Folks, it's been absolutely delightful. Jim, I appreciate your help and support as usual. All
glad
of you, the general number is 800-409-5633. And remember this one thing. If it is to be, it's up to me. But freedom is never, ever free. Next week, same time, same place. Love y'all. Goodbye. Hey, catch you later.